Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
Good evening, and welcome to the Brown Lodge, the special Memorial Day edition.
Happy Memorial Day.
Honestly, I was told a while back by a man I used to work with, there's two things you have to do on Memorial Day. There's two things you have to do as a man, as a human, actually. You got to bury the dead, and you've got to honor the heroes. Today is the day to do that. Sorry, I didn't mean to get a little odd there.
I thought you were going to tell me you're not supposed to say Happy Memorial Day. So
I guess you probably should. I guess you probably shouldn't be happy on Memorial Day. Welcome to the Brown Lodge, the Memorial Day edition. We're here on RadioBBQ.net. You can hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. We've also got a fancy chat room that's semi-full. We got to get some more heads up in here. RadioBBQ chat. On the AOL, which is America Online, if you didn't know. I don't know if you were familiar with it.
New company?
I've been following them. I've been looking at their stock, and I'm thinking about, hey, maybe this is something to invest in. It's the future, because America is going online. Just in case you guys don't know, my name is Chris. On the other mic, we got 100K.
That's me.
Unfortunately, our boy Runner tonight is going to be missing in action. He had some engagements to tend to. His lovely young lady's got a birthday and all that fanciness. So
he's not MIA, he's a POL. He's a prisoner of love tonight.
Oh, God bless him. I love being
probably
a prisoner of love.
Probably a really great thing to do on Memorial Day is come out with that line.
What?
I'm going to go hide under a table now.
There's nothing to be frightened about with the inappropriateness. You're listening to the Brown Lodge on the Radio BBQ, and before we even get any place, before we even talk about a thing, I just want to say 100%. I know it's Memorial Day, and I know there are a lot of victims or problems of American soldiers that have had problems in wars as a result of the Japanese, but I've just got to say, right off the bat, I love the Japanese people.
Why is that?
I love the Japanese people because their new fancy thing that they've got going on with their public toilets right now is a flush noise button. Is this not the greatest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Is that a loud button? Is it allowed a flush for certain situations?
It's not actually a flush. It's just a button on the side of your toilet that's going to make a push sound very loudly so people can't hear the sound of your movements as you're making them. Is that not the greatest thing you've ever heard in your life?
I've heard of that. And I knew it was Japanese. I didn't think it was new, though.
Everything in the world...
is new?
If it's technology-wise, is Japanese. Is it not?
Probably.
But
safe.
But yeah, I don't think that I've never heard of an official flush button before. I've heard of the loud volume flush, the louder volume flush, but I've never actually heard of the electronically stimulated flush sound.
See, I had heard once that there was two different flush buttons on a certain Japanese toilets. There was a lower one
But both of them flush.
Both of them flush.
Okay.
But there was a lower one, and then there was a louder one, and the specific reason for it was so you can block out certain noises. Which, but to me, I always thought that, like, when people hear that noise, it's almost more embarrassing.
I'm not farting. I'm not crapping. Like, that would be what the sound would be. I mean, obviously, that's the only thing that you're going to be
but
trying to cover up.
But I guess it's better than, you know, hearing.
I don't know, but isn't the only problem with it the embarrassment of the sound?
Probably.
The embarrassment of the sound of making a movement. Which, by the way, I just want to take a minute. You're listening to the Brown Lodge on the Radio BBQ, and we just want to say there's been a little misconception that's been going around, or maybe I want to make this this official statement here about misconceptions that have been going around about what our show is and who we are.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
The Brown Lodge is not a euphemism for the place from which turds come. The Brown Lodge is actually a reference to an old TV show, which will go nameless, where the Black Lodge was where the most evil things in the world come from, and the White Lodge is where the most pure things in the world come from. We tend towards the black side, but we're not quite that bad. Hence the Brown Lodge. All the these crazy notions that you have about brown being dirty and duty, come on. We're better than that. We're not that childlike.
Can I go behind the scenes a little bit?
I wish you would.
My initial problem with the name the Brown Lodge...
Was the word brown?
Was the fear that we were going to be sounding like, you know, hey, we're the Wacky Poop Guys.
Actually, my initial nomination for the name of the show was Wacky Poop Guy Radio.
But Twin Peaks, the show that will remain nameless, was actually my favorite show ever, as you personally in the room know, and maybe some other people.
I've been aware of that.
So when I heard that, I believe we have Brian to thank for that, right?
I personally thank you and Brian both, because you both introduced me to the show.
Well, no, not for the show, but for the title, The Brown Lodge.
He's the one that brought Lodge into it. When we were first talking about doing the show, the words that came into my mind were Brown Water Radio, which I guess would go right back to that that connotation that I didn't want to be there. But yeah, so Brian would be the one that brought it to the Lodge and made me think, that's the way this should go.
The Brown Lodge is sort of it could be a cross between the Black Lodge and the White Lodge, even though more popularly that might be...
That would be the Gray Lodge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but come on.
I'm thinking it's more of like an orangish yellow and black mixed together.
I thought I was a child. You pointed out to me that we're probably the only people that would hear the word brown and assume that it had something to do with a toilet.
I don't know that that's the case, because I've heard other people... To cite specifics, DJ Newstyle, as he who has a show, I believe, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 12 here on Radio BBQ. When he was describing our show, when he caught it last week for our first broadcast on the BBQ, he referred to the fact that that the Brown Lodge is a euphemism for where the poopy comes from, and we never explain that because that's not where we mean it.
So
for.
It's pretty much. I do think it's funny that UPS adopted the whole brown thing. What can brown do for you?
What can brown do for you? By the way, we're noticing. Maybe I'm personally noticing in the chat room. There's no activity. Are you guys hearing us? Is everything good out there? I hope that's the case. Otherwise, we're talking to ourselves. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring everything to a screeching halt to make sure that we were still on point. My bag.
I'm on point.
Brown. So what's up? What's going on? What do we have going here? Do you have any emotional baggage that you want to talk about?
I'll start it up at about a minute to 10.
Okay.
I'll start really telling the world how I feel about you.
As long as I have, what does it look like? I've got like an hour and 50 minutes until that happens. I'm just going to go a little bit with some things that I'm feeling.
Please.
Sometimes, you know, when you're in the throes of passion with your woman, some guys, I mean, I'm not speaking personally, obviously, but some guys have a problem, shall we say, performing. You know, getting up in the zone, if you know what I'm saying.
You mean getting up literally, or are you talking
I'm
about,
talking literally, getting up literally. Okay. It, the business, the guy, the stiffy. And there have been a lot of sexual drugs that have come out. Sexual drugs is the name of my first band that I'm going to start tomorrow, that there are a lot of sexual drugs that have been brought out to, you know, take care of your friend, your member, your gentleman's member, to help him stiffen up and be ready for battle. You got your the Viagras, the
Slip. I love Ready for Battle.
Well, it's a fight for him, isn't it? He's like, ah, get me in there!
It's so romantic.
Send me to the front!
I'm ready to fight you, baby.
But you got your Celebrex, I think, is one of them. That's actually probably something to fight herpes. I don't even know any other drugs.
Celebrex?
Yeah, what's the other ones? There's
Viagra.
Cialis is the other one. Levitra. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But the main one, the one that everyone knows, the Pfizer blue pill, is the Viagra. And, you know, if you want to straighten yourself out and you want to get yourself stiff and ready for battle and good to go for hours and hours on end, you can take Viagra. Unfortunately, you're going to go blind.
Is this something you've just discovered? Or
No. I have not discovered it personally.
No,
because I actually don't have sex.
Okay.
But if I were to, I'm sure I would. I would like to enjoy some of this Viagra.
You're not
if
a
you
warrior.
Were. No. I'm not ready to go to the front. I'm actually a newsman that reports on it in the background and sits and tugging at it and worrying about what's happening in the news. No. But yeah. Apparently, the Viagra is having all sorts of problems now that they're. They're making people go blind, basically. And I don't know, is that a fair trade-off to you? Is that a fair trade-off? Go blind to have a stiffy.
No. I'm
a boy.
I'm from New York. I'm personally, I don't know if I consider myself old.
I consider you pretty old,
okay.
But I'm like 3 years older than you, so it's fine.
You're,
I'm like a month
like
older than you.
Well, I'll give my age. I'm 31 years old.
I'm 19.
By no means old, but I would sacrifice that part of my life at this point to see. I would prefer to see.
Oh, okay. When you were saying to see, I was saying like I thought you meant like to figure it out. You mean you would prefer to have sight versus a hard stiffy?
Yes, absolutely.
And I tend to agree with you. This is like a week after some mob guys got in trouble for, or some doctor got in trouble.
Some doctors got in trouble for giving mob guys free Viagra.
That's why you're the news guy that knows it all. I don't know anything about this stuff, but except that I knew it. Hey, I don't know. This is just something that caught my eye. It felt a little sexy.
Well,
it felt a little odd. What? Tell me what you
want. Would you rather go? I know everyone always talks about the whole blind versus deaf thing, but. There was once, I once saw somewhere on, I think it was the first Real World. This is one of the things that stuck in my head for my life.
I love references to 15 years ago, but yeah, go on.
In one of the first episodes, they asked one of the people living in the house, whatever they
were
called.
Was it Eric who wound up hosting The Grind, I hope?
It was not Eric, it was a guy with long hair.
Oh, he was the rocker who played at a bar on our fine island of Staten.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was. I can't remember what the name of his band was. I'm digressing too much.
I think I remember that all happening. But they asked him, would he rather lose his ability to have sex or his hearing? And he said that he would much rather lose his hearing. This is a guy that supposedly claims to be somebody that loves music and music is his whole life.
Let's roll back here. He would prefer to lose his hearing
than his ability to have sex.
Ability to have sex or ability to achieve any sort of sexual satisfaction?
I think the way they worded it was the power of his thing or his hearing. So
See, I got to be honest with you. I don't know that that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Don't get me wrong. I don't know that that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would trade off my ejaculatory abilities for my sense of sound. It is one of the senses. Sense of sound. It just doesn't sound like it's a sense. My ability of sound. My desire of sound. My sound resolve to know what my hearing am. Sorry.
I wish I didn't have my hearing right now.
You don't want to hear any of that. Yeah, no, but I don't think that's the craziest thing in the world. Imagine, if you would, a life without. Like being...
Sex?
No. Without the business without the eunuch. By the way, we're so toilet humor. It's disgusting. It makes me nauseous.
It's killing me that all we've talked about is toilets and wangs.
I love wangs.
And brown.
But I don't know that that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. That you would trade off your hearing for it. Like, hearing isn't so big. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hearing is big, but it's definitely not sight.
Well, I think it's definitely more convenient to have. It's definitely easier to get on in life with your sight. It's easier to get on in life not having your hearing, I'm assuming, than to not have your sight. Because I in my job that I don't have.
Right. No, you have it. You just don't have it in any specified place that we're going to discuss.
When people come in to pay their bills for their service that they don't have, they will come in and sometimes there'll be a blind person and sometimes there'll be a deaf person. And the deaf people will, you know, worst case scenario, they'll have to write because I don't know sign language or anything like that. But worst case scenario, they'll have to write it out to me. But there was a blind woman that came in a couple weeks ago, and the person that was like her guide, she was an older woman, maybe about 70. The person that was her guide was her little grandson who was about 6 or 7 years old.
That's darn. They sell 6-year olds like the seeing eye dogs, yes. Don't they?
Well, that was my next news story. But
sorry,
but she needed me to come outside and fill out her check and then point for where for her to sign on the check. And
if she's blind, what are you pointing to?
Well, this is the thing. That's what, you know, all along I'm thinking I have to point. I'm glad you said that. And then I'm realizing, wait, I basically have to take this woman's hand and put the pen on the paper. So I did that for her, and she, of course, just scrawled her signature straight across the, like, horizontally, vertically, I should say, through the middle of the check and onto the actual countertop. It was just, it was sad. So, yeah, it's definitely easier, I think, to get along without your hearing than it is without your sight. So that's why, considering that argument, to get along without your ability to ejaculate, not even a contest.
Okay, you know what? Let's take the ejaculate out of here.
Okay, the ability to...
No. We're going to take the whole unit out of here. I have notes on what I wanted to do today, and I know you have notes on what you want to do today. I want to go totally separate from all this. This is taking me to another place, and I hope you follow me, and I hope you're with me, and you're on the same note. By the way, our boy Chaz the Dazzler out there is letting us know via the instant messenger that he's blind from masturbating too much. Chaz, you should come into the chat room and let people know these things. Radio BBQ chat at the AOL. It's fantastic. I want to step away from the unit. I want to step away from all that magic. And I want to talk about just your senses. How many senses do we have? Like 8, 9, 5, 6?
Supposedly
I think
five,
there's 6, right?
And then there's
the sixth
often
sense.
Talk about sixth sense.
Right. I'm not the brightest person in the world. Of the 5 senses, what are the 5 senses? Sight, smell, hearing, touch, dance? Is that the last one? What's the last sense?
Sight, smell, hearing, touch. Wow.
Sight,
really
smell, hearing, touch. It's got to be the sex.
Sight, smell, hearing, touch. You said smell? Taste is more.
Taste. Thank you so much. Woo! Okay, so there we go. Hi. This is the 5th grade science lesson called The Brown Lodge. You can check us out on the internet at www.thebrownlodge.com. You can hit us on AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. Or check out the AOL chat room, Radio BBQ Chat, because that is our station, our friends, the people that let you hear the noise that we make. Rank you those 5 senses for me, if you would. What is the most essential, important sense? And then we'll bring the wang, if you will, back into this later. Just worry about the 5. By the way, our boy Dino, just because we're on a lag here, I just got it in the room that he's saying taste was that last sense. Yeah, you got to realize we're on a lag, and we're not going to really catch you all the time. Sorry.
Let me see. I think I have to go with sight again. I cannot know what's going on around me, like, as far as
you know what?
Seeing.
As long as we're going by votes and everything here, second it, I'm with you. Sight is definitely the most important of the 5 that we named. It's definitely way more important than taste that we forgot existed.
I would go with sound, with hearing next.
I don't mean to be silent there. I'm hearing, and feeling and like touch are real close for me. They're real close. I don't know. To be quite honest, if you want to really think about it science wise, because like we're scientists now, they're probably really close because it's like hearing, it's like touching sound waves via your ear. If you want to get a little sexy
about
it,
yeah, feeling would be weird to lose. I'm just, because I'm sitting here thinking that I could be doing this show. I'm leaning on this countertop here, and I'm just thinking how if I had no sense of feeling, I could just go rolling right off it.
You probably could. That's, you know, that's what always creeps me out about people with diabetes. As most of you, I think, would know by now if you've been listening to the show for the past week. God knows you probably haven't, and this is your first time coming in here. I'm a cab driver, and I deal with a lot of people that go to podiatrists because they're diabetics that have lost their sense of feeling in their toes and feet and smashed the holy hell out of their feet because they have no feeling, and that's the most horrible thing in the world, which is, I think, why I'm pushing... I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm going to push feeling above hearing. Because if you could see...
I could see that.
If you could see, you can see it. And thank your lucky stars you can. If you could see and you can feel, you can get away with not hearing.
I couldn't even imagine not feeling. Like, would you even... How could you even walk if you couldn't feel?
I don't think
you
could.
You need to feel your feet at the, you know,
the way
standing on the ground.
The more you're talking, I'm moving feeling to number one.
I'm still going to keep sight number one. But I may move feeling. See, but I could just lay in bed and listen to music all day.
Would you know you were laying in bed, though? You might roll right off the bed, fall down the
hallway.
As long
as I could see the ceiling, then I would know what was going on.
That's a good point. It's a really good point. Okay, so... There's some questions here. These three, we're going to say, are really super important, though. Correct?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So now when we get to the smell and the taste, the olfactories, if you will.
Smell I would like to give away. I don't want that anymore.
No. Not your ability to make aroma. Your ability to perceive aroma.
No. My ability
aroma.
To smell aromas on other people, or, you know.
I told you, I'm a cab driver, right? I know.
A cab driver being on a train, I would love to give away the ability to smell.
It's, will you then? All right, we're not giving away our ability of hearing, we're not giving away our feeling, we're not giving away our sight. Would you give away your smell, or your taste, or for that matter, both, for your ejaculatory abilities?
No.
Wow! You really just don't like being a dude.
I don't know, actually. I don't think so.
By the way, smell is at the bottom of the list. I put taste above smell.
Yeah, obviously. That's
obviously. Obviously, if we're hocking our senses, it's obvious.
I honestly don't even think that should be a sense because it's so unimportant compared to the other four.
It's closely intertwined with taste, though.
I would love to take science on in this one.
The Brown Lodge versus science.
Can you give directions on getting into the chat room, by the way? I hate to go off topic.
I'm sorry. You know, I got so sidetracked into this, I'm not doing my commercials like I usually do. You're listening to The Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. You can hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. You can also check out the AOL chat room, which is RadioBBQ.chat. That's BBQ, not barbecue, as you may believe. Barbecues, you know, it's Memorial Day. Everyone's thinking about their burgers and their franks and such. And so you think that maybe, hey, you got to write that? No. RadioBBQ.chat. Hit it up. We got some friends talking, chatting, listening to this nonsense. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This being said, I'm just going to go on record as saying I don't think the guy from the real world that you were talking about was totally crazy for saying he would trade his hearing for his manhood. I don't agree. But I don't think he was totally crazy. Because honestly, I would trade taste and smell for it. So I'm putting it as the fourth most important sense. Even though it's really just a product of feeling, I'm going to put that as number four on my list.
That's fair enough.
That said, don't take Viagra, my friends. You're going to go blind. Maybe this needs to be an official statement that we need to make on behalf of our show.
Do you want to go all the way and say don't take Viagra? Are you really... You're that against it?
I'm. You know what? If you don't want me to make it as a statement on behalf of the show, I'll make a personal statement.
No. I'm fine with it. I just gave away my ability for all of that stuff anyway. So Viagra doesn't even mean anything to me anymore.
I personally would like to make that statement.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Unless you want to not have a pee-pee. Wait, no, not a pee-pee. Unless you don't want to have sight. I'm the worst. Unless you don't want to have sight, do not take Viagra. We are officially 100% against Viagra. Thank you.
By the way, I learned that I want to thank my girlfriend for alerting me to the fact that Celebrex has nothing to do with the Viagra. I'm going to go crazy and say it. The penis.
Oh, you talk so dirty. By the way, which girlfriend? Oh, wow. Sorry.
See, I'm not going to have to worry because I'm going to not have those pots anymore.
Sorry, uncomfortable. Yeah, I just got to, I don't know. I think that there's no problems here. Everything's fine. Fantastic. You know, speaking of Viagra that your girl likes. I'm sorry. I'm perusing my notes here. Viagra does things, you know, to help you with your sexiness.
Certainly.
When you get a little too sexy, sometimes you knock girls up. I don't know if you're aware of that. This is.
I've heard it's possible.
Boys' parts, they make girls' parts get swollen with babies.
Don't they make people?
I like when they do. I was listening to a show the other day, and they were talking about Britney Spears, all here on the Radio BBQ. Actually, DJ Newstyle, again, I'm plugging his show like hell. He seems to be the one who's always on whenever I'm checking everything out. And they were talking about Britney Spears being pregnant and all that and such. I got to say, I really find slightly pregnant chicks, a little bit on the hot side.
Yeah, you had a real issue with this a few weeks back, if I could...
It wasn't an issue.
It wasn't an issue necessarily, but it was...
belief?
It was an enlightenment that you...
A realization, if you will.
A realization, thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I find the slightest... that little... How do you say? I guess that... That little paunch belly? There's something arousing about it. Do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you hate it?
I don't hate it. I actually like.
I hate
belly.
Pregnancies.
I hate procreation. No, I don't hate it. I actually like. To be totally honest with you, even if it's not as a result of even if it's not because I'm a big pregnant fan now, but if it's not as a result of pregnancy,
so like chubby girls.
I actually like a tiny bit of a stomach.
Yeah, well, how tiny of a bit we're talking? Like, are you talking about a paunch or
just
like
a little bit,
something?
Like in going in, just a little bit, like you know.
In? What are you talking about?
I was being silly.
That makes me feel awkward.
No, you know, not. I'm not looking for Rosie O'Donnell, but you know. Just a tiny little bit of, you know, I don't know, an inch or two, maybe? Three?
A little, like a pinch for the inch that they recommend you have Special K for. Sorry, making references to commercials that no one knows.
Can you pinch an inch?
Yes. Yeah. That was Special K, right?
It was Special K. They said if you could pinch an inch, you were overweight. I can grab North Dakota on my stomach right now.
I was about to say that I've got the Mason-Dixon line at the very least. But, I got this issue. I don't know that it's necessarily here. Now I'm going to get someplace ugly that's not on my notes. I got this issue that I find a certain sexiness from the pregnancy itself. Not just the pudge of the belly, if you will. Uh-huh. It's the actual pregnancy that I find somewhat arousing.
That's a little weird.
And I don't mean it to be like, oh God, it's like I'm doing it with the kid. Like it's something about.
Oh God. But thanks for pointing that horrible thing I never thought about.
What, you're going to tell me that you've never thought about having sex with a pregnant woman and said like, oh my God, the kid inside might be giving me head.
I've made terrible jokes like that.
But exactly. That's the point. I think I find something somewhat arousing about the fact that a woman is with child.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
That's fine. It's fair. I can... I'll accept that.
Okay, yeah. I never felt this way until my wife got pregnant.
Well, that's what I was going to... I wanted to bring that up. Could that be the reason?
I think that's 100% the reason.
Okay, I think that's...
And I want to say that I feel this despite the fact that the French chick in... what's her name? What's that movie? In Pulp Fiction, makes reference to her pot belly when she's talking to Bruce Willis. You know what I'm talking about? And I think that that was her way somewhere in the movie of saying that she was pregnant. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? You're looking
the girl
at me.
The girl that's supposed to get the watch that...
that forgot to get the watch.
Forgets the most important
thing. Right, and had to make John Travolta die. That woman, at one point, she's talking about how pot bellies are sexy. And I'm saying I feel this way about pot bellies and about pregnant pot bellies despite her, because I think she's one of the filthy, most ugly, horrendous creatures that ever walked the earth, and I hate her. I would love to break her big nose.
You're talking about the girl from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, have you been here?
But what, I don't even, I'm amazed that you even remember what she looks like. Who was she? Was she somebody famous? Or?
No, she was just some actress. But she specifically says in the movie, and it's a line that sticks to me, that she refers to her pot belly. And she says it in that way, and I'm doing the poorest impersonation of her that's possible. But I'm convinced that when she refers to her pot belly, she's talking about the fact that Bruce Willis knocked her up. I think. Could be totally crazy. Could be totally reading way too far into the movie, but that's always what I thought it is.
Like I said, I haven't seen the movie in so long. I don't really remember. I don't remember.
Wait a minute. You're gonna get upset with me, even though you're not upset with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I just make believe?
Sure.
For making reference to a movie that's maybe what? 12 years old? 15 years old?
15 years old.
15 years old? When you regularly review... Whoa. When you regularly review films that are at least 20 to 25 years old, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Alright, so you want me to get really mad at you about the whole thing? Jerk.
No, I don't want to do it. I'm trying to segue into you hitting the sounder to make your movie review come up and let us know what your movie review of the week is.
Oh, okay.
That was a professional radio segue.
So wait, what are you talking about? Pulp Fiction for? It's like 15 years old.
Not nearly old enough, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that reminds me.
And now, an outdated movie review with 100K.
This week, Funny Farm, starring one Chevy Chase. Funny Farm was released in 1988.
When did you catch this film, if you don't mind me asking?
Originally or most recently?
Most recently that made you want to review it.
About 5 or 6 hours ago.
Fantastic.
It was airing on Cinemax, one of the 9 Cinemax channels available. In the movie Funny Farm, Chevy Chase is an author. He's written a successful novel. He wants to write a follow-up. He takes his lovely wife, who's really not lovely, and I don't even remember the actress's name. They move to a town called Redbud. I don't think they ever actually give you the state, but pretty much your typical small town type deal. They move to a town called Redbud, and they're loving the whole country life. They can't wait. And from the beginning, there's hijinks, there's mishaps, everything goes crazy. The townsfolk in Redbud don't accept Chevy Chase. They kind of figure him a big city fool. His wife tries to get along with the townspeople as well. She has a little bit more success, but Chevy, they're just really not into. They don't want him there.
I call him Chevy myself, but sorry.
What do you call him?
I call him Chevy.
What was I calling him?
Chevy.
Like the car?
Yeah, he's like a Chevrolet. But that's just a personal thing.
Was I saying Chevy, really?
I don't know, probably not. I heard you say Chevy the last time. I'm sorry, you know what, I'm being a jerk right now for no reason. Please continue. I deserve to get nominated for the Creep of the Week award right now for interrupting in the middle of your movie review.
No,
please continue.
No, that's fine, Creep. Chevy Chase continues, he's having writer's block, he's going crazy, he can't figure out how to write this successful follow-up novel. So his wife suggests that they go out and make friends. He accidentally knocks a couple guys off a fishing boat with a paddle. He tries to knock out a guy that has a fish hook in his neck and by repeatedly punching him in the face. Just, he's angering the guy, basically. He buys a dog and it runs away. You know what? I don't want to give too much of the movie away.
You don't want to spoil it.
It's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle for Chevy and his wife to become immersed in the town of Redbud. Ultimately, I think they're going to find some sort of peace there. But that's just me.
That being the case, how many thumbs up are you giving? What is even the name of this movie?
Funny Farm.
Funny Farm.
I don't like thumbs up because I only have two.
You know what? Then let's. Where are you taking this? What is the official?
There is no
100K
official
scale.
There is no official scale right now. There's no official rating as of.
Could
yet.
You just make one up just for this week?
I could try to pretend that I had one already, but then if it's an inferior one, I don't want to get locked into it. Because, you know, people hate change. Kind of like Chevy and his wife in the movie Funny Farm.
Oh, my word. You are really some sort of...
So I don't want to get into anything too outdated, so I'm just going to go with a regular thing like stars. I'll say I give this movie 3.5 Rubik's Cubes out of 5.
Fantastic. Thank you, 100K, for that fantastic review.
And now... an outdated movie review with 100K.
Yeah, the intro music, the outro music, it's all the same thing, isn't it?
It's all relative, isn't it?
Speaking of relatives...
By the way...
What's up?
If
what
I could
got?
Just add something onto that...
Is it about Funny Farm?
It is about Funny Farm.
Yeah, of course.
Not as good as Illegally Yours.
The greatest film that you've ever known.
Not the greatest film I've ever known, but a damn good movie, if I may say so myself.
I got to be honest with you. We've been doing this program, this radio program, The Brown Lodge, for about almost 2 months now. You've literally talked about Illegally Yours every single week. I would think that if you're obsessed with this movie week in and week out, you've got to at least put it in your top 10 films of all time.
Well, I'm going to be honest. The reason I loved the movie originally was because I couldn't believe that it was an actual movie. I couldn't believe it was a script. And then slowly things started to build up around it, like the fact that Peter Bogdanovich made it, and he's a pretty renowned director.
Couldn't you just say that he's just pretty?
He's not pretty. He's terrible. Rob Lowe's pretty. He's in the movie.
But I refuse to support anything by Rob Lowe since he killed that girl in the park.
That's right. Chris is of the belief that when Rob Lowe killed Jennifer Levin in Central Park, he shouldn't have ever gotten out of jail like he did.
Oh, that's true.
He should be in the chambers of the magistrate right now. It wasn't as good. It wasn't nearly as good as Loverboy, and it wasn't even as good as Can't Buy Me Love.
So as you're moving through week in and week out, are you going to be doing two reviews a week, you think? Or you think you're just going to hit one a week? Or, you know, it's potluck. We'll just get what we get.
Well, you know what? If I see two movies that I need to review together, as I did with the two Patrick Dempsey films discussed last week,
right,
we'll have to do two.
Okay, well, as you do these reviews week in and week out, will you eventually tabulate maybe a top 100 list of all time of your favorite 80s film? Well, sorry, your favorite... films, period?
I can do that. That sounds fair.
I think you should start taking notes on that because I think this is, I think it's very important for the fans out there to know.
My favorite film ever, by the way, is Rosemary's Baby. I'm still looking for the movie that's gonna match or surpass that. Rosemary's Baby, if you've never seen it, 1968, Roman Polanski, starring Mia Farrow and John Cassavetes. Not going to review it. Just going to say the greatest movie ever.
Do you need to hit the sounder?
No, I don't need to hit the sounder. It's the greatest movie ever, though. I was so close. I thought Illegally Yours was going to be the one when I read the brilliant plot about how Rob Lowe ends up on his dream girl's jury and tries to solve the case. But you know,
was the movie as good as the book?
Rosemary's Baby.
No. Illegally Yours.
Illegally Yours. I don't know. Borderline. But anyway...
It feels like I'm going to lose my mind. All right. Stricken from the record. Japanese toilets. Viagra. Why? Let's see. Pregnant chicks hot. I'm going to cross that off the list here. Let's see. What do I have here? Scott Hader. Does the name Scott Hader mean anything to you there, 100K? Oh, I'm sorry, wait. Just I've gotten sidetracked and crazy here. Just in case you don't know, you're listening to The Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. BabyQ, because I can't talk. RadioBBQ.net. You can hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge, or go to the AOL chat room, RadioBBQ chat, or check out our website and look at our fancy images. We've got the webcam uploading the entire time.
I like to... I actually have a question on that.
Oh, God, please do.
I hope you know, because I don't.
Nope.
If you're on AOL Instant Messenger only, because I'm getting a few questions now and I can't help the people out, how exactly can you get into the chat room if you're only on AIM without actually receiving an invite?
You can tell them to head over to thebrownlodge.com and click on, I believe it's interact. I wouldn't know. I mean, I only built the site. Click on interact and then go to chat, and it'll explain everything to you right there. They should be listening right now. You don't have to type it to them. They'll know all of it.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, you can hit the chat room, you can hit the instant messenger, you can hit our website. Look at.
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
What's that?
I didn't know myself how to get into the chat room,
are
and
you
that's what
me?
I was typing. I haven't been in the chat room at all. I'll be this soon.
I haven't even. Oh, God, there's only 14 people in the chat room, and you're not one of them.
Thanks for giving my secret away.
Sorry.
Scott Hader. Hater like he hates?
No. He's not a hater, just like our boy Dino put up in the room here. Scott play a hater. No. Scott Hader, H-E-Y-D-E-R. He's one of my new favorite people on the planet.
Why is that?
I know you know a little bit about him. He's down from Port Richey, Florida, not to be confused with Port Richmond, Staten Island.
Okay.
He owns a music store. And he sells organs.
I am very familiar with him.
Yeah, I know you brought him to my attention. He doesn't necessarily sell only organs. He sells all sorts of musical instruments, your guitars, your basses, all that fanciness. I'm assuming. I've never been to a store. Scott, the champ that he is, decided to sell organs to a one particular woman who had Alzheimer's, who was 79 years old. And he sold her 11 organs inside of 18 months, including 4 in one day.
Lovely, lovely man. Lovely man. His family actually begged him not to sell her the organs as well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They repeatedly went back to him and explained the situation.
Here's the thing. He's a businessman whose business is to sell instruments. Why should he not be selling these organs? I mean, granted, I guess morals should probably have something to do with it, and he should say, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this to this poor woman. But all he cares about is getting money.
I think if he's smart enough, he can get out of it. And this is how.
Whoa, get out of what? You're talking about the...
He's in legal trouble. He's been charged.
Oh, God. Let me check my... You know what? In my notes here, I only talked about the situation itself. I didn't even make a note of his legal troubles. Please.
I wish I could tell you exactly what it was. He's been charged with some sort of crime that basically what it is taking advantage of somebody. It's something along that line, but that's what he's been charged
with. Being a meanie?
Being a meanie might be the actual...
That's the official charge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been charged with that, but this is the thing. I think personally that...
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah, of course, you can always interrupt me.
Last week, we were talking about how I started to drink pink diet energy drink instead of Red Bull sugar-free. Uh-huh. This week, they were sold out of that at the store before we were coming to the studio tonight to do the show. And we got the Stacker 2 sugar-free Stingers. Have you been drinking yours?
I have. I actually love it. I've had it before, though.
You love it?
I love it.
I don't love it.
I like it.
I just took my first sip of it right now. I want to throw it at the wall and curse the wall for getting hit by it because I think this is the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted in my life.
You know what?
It's like bubblegum popcorn
actually,
flavor.
I shouldn't say that because when I first opened this up, I think my exact words to you were, ew, this smells like cereal and...
You know what? I didn't smell it. Here, listen to me smell. It literally does smell like Fruity Pebbles cereal.
It smells like cereal and something else, though, because you can even smell like the oat-type cereals and cereal and something. Something crazy.
This is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever tasted in my life. This is someone who has... I'm not going to say what I've done. I've tasted bad things in my life.
Ew.
Like foods.
Those are gross.
Ew.
But yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Let's go back to Scott Hayden. I'm sorry. I got a little sidetracked.
I think the way this guy can get out of this whole thing, I think all he has to do is say that when the woman came in, she said, "Look, my family's crazy. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I have some problems, but I wanna purchase these organs, and you can't not sell me these organs. It's illegal." And then when they go to her and ask her if she actually said that, he could just say, well, you know what? She's not going to remember.
See, I don't think that that's necessarily the best defense.
He's been a scumbag anyway, basically.
But regardless, it's not an appropriate defense to say, oh, she's not going to remember.
No. He can. He says he should say to himself, she's not going to remember. If a woman is coherent when she comes in to buy the organs, I would love to know the more details on this story. Like, was she wandering into the organ store and he's saying, hey, how would you like these? Or is he calling her repeatedly and she's saying, giving him one of those, like, huh, who?
Four organs in one day.
Did she come back four times, I wonder? Did he maybe...
Or do you think she just circled the store?
did she come in and purchase four? Like, when she's coherent, does she come in and say, I want all four of those and I won't take no for an answer? Something like, ideally that would have been great for him, but if the woman seems coherent when she's buying the organs, then, you know, it's his right to sell them to her.
That's exactly my point. I think there's nothing wrong with this guy.
I'm sorry, please.
No, I think he's great. I think there's nothing wrong with that. The fact of the matter is, he's a businessman who's out to do business. He's looking to make money. He has product that he purchases that he wants to sell to the public. It just so happens that one certain sector of the public is this one poor, sad, dumb, well, she's not dumb. She's an afflicted woman.
Understood.
That doesn't understand. Hey, man, not my problem. My point is, I bought this thing for $6. I want to sell it for $10. That's what I do. I think Scott Hayder, is the greatest guy in the world. I think there's nothing wrong with
it. He's the greatest guy in the world.
I put him up with Gandhi, personally.
I was actually going to nominate him for Creep of the Week.
Lennon, Gandhi,
John,
Hayder.
John Lennon.
Oh, yeah. No. The other one, Vladimir's like 8 on the list.
Oh, great.
I got no problem with the guy, and I just want to say that.
Well, like I said, I'd love to know more details on the story.
You're never going to get them, because you know you and I are never going to even bother looking further into the story.
I can have Baxter look for it.
Yeah, well, you know, you should hit him. You can hit Baxter on the with an email.
Baxter's my intern, by the way.
That, yeah, he's a high school student. He likes 100K so much that he's adopted the name K2000. You can hit him with an email at k2000@thebrownlodge.com. Likewise, you can hit all of us with emails. I'm not going to go through all our addresses. You can hit them on our website, www.thebrownlodge.com. Likewise, AOL Instant Messenger, The Brown Lodge. Hit the chat room, Radio BBQ chat. You should hit, actually, Radio BBQ chat all throughout the week, and you should hit the Radio BBQ as much as you can throughout the week. We've got a lot of fantastic shows on here. We've got a lot of things going on. We're just the new guys on the block and the new guys that are here. They've got a fantastic thing going. They've had going for years. And by years, I mean year. But still, they got a great thing going on. And you should check it out as much as you can.
Lovely.
Sorry, I'm a promotion guy.
No, I'm sorry. I was having chat room issues, but I'm not going to bring up technical issues.
No. We know you had chat room issues. We could hear the instant messages coming over our headphones.
Chat room. Yeah, I can't figure out how to kill the sound so that obnoxious IM sound isn't going over the air every time I chat.
We'll do that during the break.
Okay, fine.
Speaking of, are you ready to go there yet? Do you want to take a minute? What do you need to talk about? You want to talk about the fact that today is Memorial Day, and on Staten Island, we have a run on Staten Island for Memorial Day. It seems to be like this big, huge, huge thing. Oh, my God, everyone's going to be running. It's going to be fantastic. We're like a legitimate borough. We're a legitimate member of society. We have these tables set up with beverages that we pour out to people, and you give them the cups.
I would like to congratulate my girlfriend, by the way, for once running that marathon.
Wait, what marathon?
The Staten Island Memorial Day Marathon.
How long is it? Is it like a legit marathon?
5 miles, I think. It's nothing too...
Okay, to be totally honest with you, my whole rant that I was going to go on right now was the fact that I didn't think it was very long.
It's five... I think it's five miles. 5K is 5 miles, or close to...
No. 5K is like...
1/20th of me?
It's like 2.5 miles.
Oh, is it? Okay, so then it's a 2.5 mile race.
Okay, so back to where I was and I was excited about... So they've got these tables set up for people to hand them drinks and be like, "Oh God, you're gonna be great. You're gonna get your drinks as you're going along the way and you're running." And it seems like such like overkill. If you can't really run 2 miles without needing a drink, that's like, I mean, like, you would need to have a bathroom in the car, like to drive to the corner store. You know, it just, to me, it seemed like such a crazy thing, and it seemed like like Staten Island trying to legitimize itself and make it seem like, hey, we're just like a real marathon, only we're a tenth of the distance and we're giving people drinks on the way to make it look like we're real. It was just some crazy thing.
Well, you know those people probably stand around drinking water before the marathon even starts.
That's why they had the bathroom in their car that they can go on the way.
There was one. Do you remember the marathon incident when the woman that ran the New York City Marathon and as the woman on the broadcast of it said, quote, fought off her digestive system, and all you see this woman is turn around and grab the back of her pants and need the Japanese flush noise.
You know, it's really crazy. It's a really crazy thing, because as I was thinking about this whole running concept. The concept of being a runner, not our boy runner, because he's not. I don't mean being out to dinner with your girl for her birthday. I mean one that runs. I think it's a fairly it's like commonplace that they pee and crap in their own pants as they run.
Really,
I would think it usually takes you like.
And you think drinking water during a 2.5 mile race. By the way, my girlfriend's pointing out to me that it's a 5 mile race, so I'll have to apologize for calling it 5K. Apparently, it's not 5K.
Okay, 5 miles, not for nothing.
You think drinking water during a 5 mile race is worse than crapping in your pants?
Oh no, I wasn't comparing the two. Honestly, it's the way that I looked at the race. It looked like it was just up and down Father Capitano Boulevard. Wow, I'm getting way too local and talking about streets here. It's like a little street that's like, I don't know, a mile long. It didn't seem like it was something that would require people needing beverages handed to them on the way.
Not to get too local, but Staten Island, basically, the whole existence of Staten Island is to attempt to legitimize itself as one of the other four boroughs. Don't you think?
Yeah, we're a suburb of New Jersey.
I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. I've been to your house. You live on Staten Island.
I lived on Staten Island since about the time Pulp Fiction came out. Pulp Fiction is the first movie I watched on Staten Island pay-per-view.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's when I moved here.
I wish I could say the same.
I'm sure no one's interested in that, though.
By the way, I just want to... Tall Irish, the Brown Lodge. I don't want you to be confused. I'm looking at the chat room. Some of the comments here. Don't be confused. Don't believe the hype that you've heard. The Brown Lodge is a bunch of jerks being jerks, leaning a little towards the Black Lodge, but we're not quite there. That's what the Brown Lodge is.
The Brown Lodge is not racial or toilet related, because that was the other fear I had.
Nay. It's got nothing to do with race, nothing to do with poop.
Yeah. I can't believe you just said poop. We've discussed how we hate cursing on the air. And
hit the dump button. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I said dump. I'm sorry. I'm honestly so filthy today.
Filthy? Come on. That means dirty. You're the worst.
Oh, man. I'm the creepiest human ever. I'm sorry. I'm taking my shoes off and relaxing. Okay, so back to the point. We're not even going to talk about this 5K, 5 mile, 100K race on Staten Island. You don't think that it's acceptable and normal for a marathon runner to be crapping or peeing their pants while they're running?
Well, how long is the marathon?
26 miles!
Peeing, maybe, but
the
can't you...
The fastest person in the world that does it is maybe 2 hours. If you're drinking water constantly trying to rehydrate yourself, you're going to tell me you're not going to have to pee your pants?
But they don't have pit stops like the races do?
I don't know. That's a pretty good question.
After a while, aren't you just going to be so heavy when you're walking around and like with gallons of piss in your shorts? Urine, I mean?
I don't know that the weight of the I guess...
Rash?
We're not even talking about rash. I don't know that the slowdown of the weight of your shorts is worth trading off for stopping and actually going into a restroom and dropping it.
I guess...
I
never wonder why they don't have outhouses set up along the side.
I would think that most people wouldn't want to sabotage their running.
I would think if the pain of having to, I hate to curse again, but having to go was really that bad, that I would think that you would be like, you know, wow, big burst of energy when you came out of the outhouse. Like, all right, I'm ready to go and I'm clean, you know? I could think you could run five miles in under a minute.
But in that time that you took that break, God knows how many people ran past you.
It depends on the type of person you are. If you're going in with a magazine, you're probably going to risk your chances at winning the race.
You know what? You got to figure this is a highly competitive sport, if you will. And I use the term sport.
It's a sport. It's the basic element of every sport you love except for hockey.
I'm hesitating to say sport.
Without running, where would you have baseball, basketball, football, soccer?
I'm not saying it's not an athletic.
Of course, throwing up a ball and hitting it with a bat and not running isn't a sport either. So
I'm not saying that running is not an athletic pursuit. I'm just not necessarily calling it a sport, per se. I don't follow the sport of track and field because I don't really find it to be much of a sport. I find it to be an athletic pursuit.
Okay.
The only thing that I think is less of an athletic pursuit than running, I shouldn't say the only thing. I could probably come up with like 500.
But I think this is much less of an athletic pursuit.
Well, honestly, I feel like I'm an athlete personally. But the main thing that I would find, the main quote-unquote sport that I would find to be less of an athletic pursuit than running would be driving.
Okay. Is driving limited to men?
No. Apparently it's not. See, you know, today is what, March 30th? It's not March. It's May 30th, May 29th, something like that. Yesterday, we had the Indianapolis 500, and apparently some chick drove a car pretty fast.
Woman, come on.
We're
not like that.
I'm shock jock. She's a chick. He's a chick. I don't know anything about the story. I hope you do. She's some girl. I know a little bit about the story.
She has the same first name as Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years, Danica.
Winnie?
Winnie Danica. No. Okay. The same first name as the actress who played Winnie. Danica McKellar was Winnie Cooper.
You have her name? Her name should be someplace near you. Danica what?
Danica, let's say Turner, for the hell of it.
Danica Turner. She's a fine race car driver. All I know about her is that she's...
It's Patrick, by the way.
Danica Patrick
Turner. So
basically
Turner. She's Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick is absolutely her name. The greatest sports talk show host. Yeah, I know Mike in the Meadow. She apparently, like, she led a bunch of laps. It's some big thing, and everyone really cares for some reason. Honestly, I couldn't think of any sporting event that I can care about less, other than maybe the Staten Island Marathon that lasts 5 minutes, than the Indianapolis 500, and I certainly couldn't care less about a woman happening to drive it faster than most of the people that were in it.
She was almost winning it, I think.
She was leading for like a bunch of laps. I don't even care.
A bunch of laps.
No, it definitely is. It was like 17 laps or something crazy like that. She actually was...
But she had to really... She had to use most of her gas to get to that point, so that's why she had to slow it down.
Super. I honestly...
I don't care about it. I'm just trying
to... No, honestly, you came in here tonight and said, dude, we got to talk about Dan Patrick. I love her. She's the best driver ever. I love her forever.
I understand
Go with your words. I'm sorry. I thought of something. I didn't mean to stop you.
I understand that the thing I saw, the picture of David Letterman hugging her, because I believe he owns the car.
He's a co-owner of her team.
That's the thing I've ever seen. He looks like David Letterman's grandfather.
David Letterman's a pretty old dude. But can I digress and kind of take us back a little bit? How long does the Indianapolis 500 last for?
500K?
No, it's 500 laps. And I think
each lap?
I think the track is like a mile and a change long, whatever. I'm talking about hour-wise.
750 miles.
Yeah, hour-wise. How long do we think it's at least like a 2 or 3 hour race, right?
Two or three.
It's at least two, right?
Yeah, it's
definitely
2 hours.
The winner does it in at least 2 hours. Do you think they piss themselves in the car the same way that a marathon runner does?
I think they have an astronaut-type deal going on. I think during the pit stop.
What, oxygen or no gravity?
No gravity. They plant flags when they win. I think they have one of those things in the car, like the tube with the things that the astronauts urinate in, that they're able to take care of business while they need to. All right, listen.
I honestly, it seems like the filthiest thing in the world. I don't care about this woman. I don't care about running. I don't care about cars. I don't care about racing. I don't know why we've been talking about this nonsense, and I hate everyone from America.
Hate everyone from America.
I don't know where that came from.
I think we should take a break.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to relax. I'm sorry about all the things I just said.
I love America personally.
Honestly.
You know what?
I love America myself. I absolutely do. This is Memorial Day. You got to honor the heroes and bury the dead. Today is the day to do it. I love America. God bless America, land that I love.
The Red, White, and Blue Lodge will be back in a little bit.
God bless us.
French New Wave Hour is up.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to the Brown Lodge. www.thebrownlodge.com. Check out our radio station, radiobbq.net. Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Or check out the AOL chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. It's fantastic. We've got a bunch of emails and all that sorts of horse crap all over our site. You could go to the webcams we got there. You could see the magic as it happens of two jerks today. Wednesday we'll have three jerks. Just talking, being guys who talk. Talk.
Chat sometimes.
I like to chat. You should also check out our message board. We've got a link to our message board on our website. And you could also hit up the... What? You doing a movie?
We had a little bit of a delay on that. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you should check out our message board. Post some things up there. Let us know how much you like us, how much you hate us, what you want us to do to make the show better on our message board. Or on the forum at our radiobbq.net. Let us know what's up. Let us know what you want us to do.
If
you think is good. What's that?
If you're looking to get into the chat room, you can head over to... You can head over to radiobbq.net, or you can head over to thebrownlodge.com.
Both. You could actually do both. It's pretty easy. It's pretty accessible. It's pretty fantastic. It's no problem.
It took me about 45 minutes to figure it out.
Accessible to those that can work with childproof lighters. Sorry.
Hey.
I didn't mean to hurt feelings. I didn't mean to be a little uncomfortable.
You just run your finger right down over the thing, and then it lights up. Yeah, actually, no, I have problems with that, so I don't know. I hate those things. But I'm being silly.
Sorry. Speaking of being silly, I don't know if you heard about what happened. By the way, this is totally the worst segue ever, but I'm going with it anyway.
Speaking of Billy Silly, first of all, is what it sounded like you said.
Yeah, well, speaking of Billy Silly, that's my friend. He works down in customs down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with him?
Don't think so.
Because he's not a real person. But customs agents down in Miami this week... decided to check out a package that came through. Everything was fantastic. It was nice. It was good. It was golden. This one particular passenger decided to import a good portion of plantains, as we Americans say, platanos, as those un-Americans say. And the customs agents noticed that these platanos seemed to be a little bit hard.
Really?
Odd.
Were they stale?
Unusual. Well, that was their concern. Thinking, hey, maybe it's infested with some sort of insect. Maybe we shouldn't be bringing these in.
Understandable.
Cut it wide open. What'd they find? 750 pounds of cocaine.
So these guys were trying... I assume it's guys. Don't know, actually.
Guys, girls, it doesn't specify in the news. Let's be honest here. Who amongst us... does not know someone that tried to smuggle something someplace at any point in their life?
No, I...
By amongst us, I mean...
Me and you.
You and I, because we're the only two people in the room right now.
I think I know. I've heard things.
We know the same person that used to do things illegally. That's the sound. I got no problem with the fact that they tried to do it. Doesn't it seem a little odd, a little uncomfortable, a little unusual that someone in customs would be so concerned with whether your platanos were ripe or not that they would cut them wide open and find your cocaine? Don't get me wrong. I have no quarrel with the fact that they were illegally smuggling cocaine. My problem's with the fact that they said, hey, this doesn't look ripe enough, and they decided to cut it open. You tell me.
I don't believe that that's what they were really doing. I think that these guys at this point have seen so much. Like the guys, I don't know if you remember, they were these guys that painted, they packed heroin tightly into the shape of chairs and painted it brown, and they actually brought it in like it was furniture.
And there was no wood to it? It was just heroin?
There was
heroin.
No wood. There was,
guys are geniuses.
There was some kind of lacquer. No, those guys are prisoners now. But so I think these customs agents have seen Actually, you know what? Those guys actually made it into the country. They were busted in Queens. Queens, New York, because they actually brought it into their house, and instead of breaking it up immediately, they left the furniture in the house. I would love to say that a cop visited and tried to sit on the chair and fell into a pile of heroin, but that wouldn't be
yeah,
true.
The cop sat on the chair and immediately nodded out because he was just high immediately.
The guy knew he had pushed it too far when he said, have a seat. No, but they you can figure that they see crazy stuff. They see, I mean, come on, Maria full of dope. She tried to, you know, how many mules drop little bags of dope into their stomach and carry it in their
by colon? Maria full of dope, you're talking about that movie with that girl?
Maria full of grace was the actual name of the movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay, I didn't either. But
I don't particularly care for films made past 1985 or so. I just base all the films I see on what you review every
week. Oh, really? So you've seen four movies now in your life?
I'm actually up to
three. Because you
three.
Didn't actually get...
Tomorrow I'm going to be watching this week's film.
Okay. Yeah, I think that they probably see so much insane stuff that they at this point, you know, they're nothing... Come on, like, these are bananas, right, basically? Plantains? Is that what this is?
They're little
they're
green
like bananas?
And brown bananas, yes.
Okay. How many were they bringing in to the country?
I don't know how many bananas. I know...
Well, how many were they? Would it have looked like they were bringing in? If
I honestly don't know. Let's say that it was 750 pounds of cocaine.
Why would you be bringing that many bananas into the
country?
I would
assume... Well, you could be an importer. You're looking to bring stuff in, right?
But then wouldn't you... Maybe they... I don't know. Do you have some kind of license then, or...
I'm assuming they probably did have the license to get that far. It's just that these plátanos looked a little bit hard, looked a little bit, felt a little bit odd, so they cut it open and found the cocaine. I like to say plátanos and cocaine as if I'm somehow ethnic. I slur my words and it makes it more ethnic.
I guess they would have been willing to pay the price of the one that they damaged if it was in fact not ripe or, you know, is it illegal to maybe carry in stale fruit into the country?
I don't know. We would need to refer to our favorite longshoreman, Chaz the Dazzler, who's online. He's saying something in the chat room, which you can check out at Radio BBQ Chat. He's mentioning that they check only a percentage of the containers that come off each ship that come into the country or come into, I guess, just the port in general.
Randomly?
I don't know. I'll answer for him. Yes.
Okay.
Randomly. That's actually exactly it. I'm reading their mission statement here. It says they randomly check.
Maybe if a guy comes in nodding out and saying, don't check those, that helps in the decision-making process.
I just know that they see little green bananas and they say, hey, that's probably drugs.
Looks like they were right, doesn't it?
Honestly, it really does to me. Sorry, I'm going to cross this off my list of things to talk about. I'm going to flip over. Honestly, do you know what time it is right now? It's 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we're in New York City. Barely. Hell's Kitchen debuted about 20 minutes ago. My wife is TiVoing it. I know you care about Lost. You care about shows that actually have messages and deep meanings and all that. I just want the reality show where the guy is yelling at people saying, you cook dog food!
That's what Hell's Kitchen is?
Hell's Kitchen.
I've never even heard of the show.
Well, tonight is its debut. You'll hear about it tomorrow. You buy the paper tomorrow, you're going to hear about it. Hell's Kitchen debuting. It's just like, what was that show that they did on NBC?
The Restaurant.
Yeah, but it's that extreme. Like, if they had, if Restaurant, R-E-Z, Tehran, okay. That's what this show is. It's just like I'm being a jerk because people can't cook. And I gotta be honest, it looks like the corniest, fakest, stupidest reality show of all that existed. I'm so psyched to watch it. It's the best thing in the world. I just like to see people's egos get cut down and beat up and hurt and feel like crumb bums.
What is the do you know the plot of the show exactly?
A guy yells at kids for cooking bad. That's the plot of the show. Just like the restaurant, except the restaurant, the guy said, oh, it's my restaurant. He cries when he did it. Whereas Hell's Kitchen, this guy's like, yo, bah! And he's more mad about it. And he's just like, you know what? F you guys. You suck. You cook dog food.
You know, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but how many
Flog it, if you will.
How many reality shows are there?
1,493. I did the research today. 1,493 reality shows.
Wasn't that the year after Columbus came here?
No. That's a popular misconception. He actually landed in 1491 in December, but he followed the Mayan calendar. So it's a touchy subject.
Why does he have a holiday?
Because he...
He wasn't the first one
exploited,
here.
What's his name? Amerigo Vespucci was the first one here.
No, I don't think he was here for quite a while. He was the one that supposedly they named the country after, because I believe he designed the map of it.
No, well, I don't know. I'm just going to lie and say, no, he was here first. Wait, who...
Columbus was lost.
He was looking for the West Indies.
Yeah, and he landed here. Accidentally.
He didn't even land here. He landed in Central America.
So what's the big deal about him? I believe the Templars were here first anyway.
Do you honestly believe that?
I honestly believe it.
Where was this, and when was this, and how was this?
Well, apparently the Templars landed on... and I'm going to kill this really quick, but the Templars landed on this country, and they named it La America, which means the North Star, because it was very prominent from here, and that's where the name America came from. It did not come from Amerigo, because the name of the country would be the United States of America.
You would have to admit that that's an odd coincidence.
It's very odd. There's a book called The Hiram Key. Go check it out. I'll tell you the whole story.
Do you understand that I actually own The Hiram Key and I still haven't read it yet?
Oh, you should really read it.
Words really hurt my head most of the time.
The Templars, there's a movie out called Kingdom of Heaven now.
Apparently that would be... That's the guy from Lord of the Rings stars in that one, right?
It's a big load of crap, apparently, about how Saladin, the leader of the Muslims, was he's portrayed to be a hero, and the Templars are portrayed as like these evil Christian knights, and whatever. It's Hollywood. It's 2005 in Hollywood. You're not going to get a straight story.
Did anything blow up in the movie? Were there any car crashes or web slinging anyplace in it?
I don't think so. That's why it's not in the theaters anymore.
Not really interested then.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Sorry. Were there any Jedis?
They were jet eyes, J-E-T. That didn't even make sense.
I'm
going to call myself on that one.
Congratulations on being on point. Knowing, you know, you got to keep the show honest, keep yourself honest. You're listening to The Brown Lodge, by the way. If you didn't know, I know we're the new guys on the block. You have no idea who the hell we are. We're just jerks from New York that are talking. We're talking like your friends because we want to be your friends. You're going to hit us here every Monday and Wednesday on RadioBBQ.net.
And, you honestly didn't know your friends were so boring, did you?
There's going to be a replay of this garbage every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. One of the shows, they'll pick the best one of the week. I guess they're going to flip a coin and figure out, oh God, which one of these horrible shows is worth it. But and they're going to play it, and we're going to talk, and we're going to probe those issues that you should issue. Wow, you type so loud.
Sorry.
You got heavy fingers.
It's running his laptop. Killing me.
Yeah, our boy, we're running on 2/3 tonight. But don't be mistaken. Don't be confused. Don't be alarmed. Despite the fact that there are only 2 members of the Brown Lodge here, we are still running full speed ahead at 85 miles an hour, the fastest speed known to man.
A full 85.
I got to be honest, I don't know if I will go so far as to say a full 85. I'll just say we're going full bore at 85 miles an hour. We've got the hammer down.
The pedal's at the metal at this point?
I don't know if the pedal's at the metal so much as we're punching it.
Okay.
Just a personal opinion. You know who else was punching it this week?
Who?
John Kelly.
Who would that be?
Oh, come on. You know John Kelly. We went to high school with him.
It sounds actually like the name of somebody you would mention that I wouldn't know, but...
No, John Kelly, you know, we went to high school with him. He works for J.P. Morgan now, and he likes to jump out of bushes.
Oh, that guy.
With a condom on. He loves cops.
So this is the guy I assume you're talking about that jumped out of the bushes with a condom on and tried to rape a woman who turned out to be a female officer of the law?
Assume correctly you have.
Wow. Why is an investment banker raping?
He didn't rape.
He was going to.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he was.
What, just because he was armed for battle?
Maybe he wanted to show her. See, that's battle. That's when it's battle.
Well, that's always way...
Well, all right, but that's when it's a vicious battle. That's when it's a mean, nasty, negative battle. It's always a battle.
I love that that's when it's a vicious battle. Vicious, violent, scary, sexy. I think that any time you're...
It's always an invasion.
Your soldier is at... Anytime your soldier is at attention, it's a battle. I don't know that he was necessarily looking to assault. I don't know that he was looking to get vicious. I don't know that he was looking to get violent. The fact of the matter is he's... according to everything that I read, he's done this in quite a few towns. He runs all over the place and he pops out of bushes nude with a condom on his thing. I'm assuming to catch his own ejaculate...
That's what they're made for, so there's a good chance that that's what... Maybe he was trying to hide the DNA evidence.
Every report that I've read shows... all the reports relating to him that have come around don't have any rapes involved. It was just him screwing
around.
Well,
no, he was going to try to rape her. That's what
it
was.
He's done this multiple times before.
So what is it exactly that he does?
I have no idea. He jumps out of a bush with a condom on and goes, I'm naked, and runs away. He has not done anything filthy it's filthy, but he has not done anything sexual assault-wise against any of these ladies.
Maybe he tries to give them investment advice.
Bah! Do you guys know how good that this market is going right now? You gotta invest in Domino's! I don't know what the story is. The fact of the matter is this guy jumps out. He's a pervert. He's looking to get a little something. It's like a guy who likes pregnant chicks. He's a creep. He's miserable. But he didn't necessarily assault. Don't get me wrong. If someone jumps out in front of my wife, daughter, well, maybe not my mom, but my wife or daughter that way, I'd feel a little bit uncomfortable about it. My phone's ringing. Christ.
That's your mom and she's pissed. Yeah, I don't know. I just personally, I'm under the impression that this guy at some point was probably going to rape. I mean, you pretty much take a look at a lot of times there'll be like a serial rapist, and when they finally catch him, they'll see that he actually started out by being this this madman that would expose himself to cats or something, you know, like something ridiculous, basically along those lines.
Okay.
But I mean. Maybe, you know what, maybe investment banking isn't the most interesting thing in the world. Maybe this guy just needed some way to bide his time, you know, something to, at least he wasn't selling organs to an Alzheimer's patient.
What do you mean, like kidneys?
He was showing organs to Alzheimer's patients.
Like kidneys, livers?
Yes.
Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. My phone rang and I answered. It's actually our boy Runner. He actually might be here for the last 10 minutes of the show.
By the way, I was on autopilot just now. We talked about autopilot.
I got to be 100% honest with you. I didn't listen to a word you just said. I was on the phone.
Neither did I. I hope it made sense.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. Kel's Kitchen gets crossed off the list. John Kelly gets crossed off the list. Turn the page. Pregnant chicks. No, I got that. Wannabe Staten Island.
Can we talk about fan fiction?
What?
Fan fiction.
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
About a week ago, I brought it up maybe that I wanted to discuss fan fiction.
I got
to
be honest with you. I'm saying what? I'm feigning ignorance at this point.
I understand.
I know what you're talking about with fan fiction. The fact of the matter is I was hesitant to get into fan fiction.
Okay.
Because of the fact that, despite the fact that we were looking to talk about this, or you were looking to talk about this a week ago, it was alluded to during the Ron and Fez show this past Friday, and I felt like people are going to be convinced that we're rip-off artists and we're just lifting things from their show, considering that the majority of the people that are listening to us are Ron and Fez fans.
But
we'll get past that. I have no problem with talking about this. No, please.
Okay, okay.
No, please.
No, not to ruffle any feathers or anything. I hardly get a chance to listen to Ron and Fez. I've listened to them. I think they're funny as hell.
Is that because you're from New... Wow, these YJ Sting is disgusting.
I think we covered that earlier. I think Ron and Fez covered that earlier.
I know, I just tasted it again for the first time. Yeah, no. I understand what you're saying, and
I just work all the time, and it's a process to listen to them because I don't live in D.C., but I think they're really funny.
You hold on to your seatbelts. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. They'll be here in New York soon enough.
I thought they're going to be in space.
Yeah, but that space leads to New York, is what I understand.
Okay.
I mean, satellitically, that's how I feel about the whole thing. But anyway, you wanted to talk about fan fiction last week.
Actually, I think we're allowed to talk about them being on satellite radio. I don't think they are.
Hey, I think everyone's allowed.
Even them?
No, probably not.
So what's the difference between them not discussing it, but Howard Stern on a daily basis saying, why can't I end this damn show and go ahead and start my satellite radio show already?
To be 100% honest with you, I have no idea. They keep alluding to it, but they don't actually ever say anything about it.
I don't know.
Soon enough, we'll be talking about that for us. The Brown Lodge. Check us out. www.thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. Check out our chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. That's our radio station, Radio BBQ. Listen to that 24 hours a day. I was going to say whenever you get a chance. Even when you don't have a chance, put it on. Listen to it. Dan's put together a fantastic group of people putting a fantastic group of shows. We love it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Radio BBQ. I've been listening all day.
It's honestly ridiculous, because I'll be honest, I'm going to shoot from the hip, if I will, not to be confused with the Judd Nelson film, which I'm sure you'll review next week.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
No, you didn't. You love it. You bought me the DVD.
I have it in my pocket on VHS, but I just forgot it was there.
I thought it was on beta. The fact of the matter is, we've got a fantastic station that we're on here, RadioBBQ.net. We've got a lot of great people that are doing a good thing. And like I said, I'm shooting from the hip. The fact of the matter is, I never really listened to the station other than to check out a show here or there. I was listening to the Music That Mikey Likes show every now and again. And I was listening to the Craig Coleman show every now and again. And it wasn't until we got picked up by Radio BBQ that I really took an active role or an active listening role. And I've got to say, I absolutely love the station that we're on, and this is not blowing roses up anyone's patoot, if you will. This is, I honestly love everything that's going on. It's just people talking and being cool and chilling out, and we really love being here.
Playing some songs.
Rocking, talking, sexing.
But it's always on. Unlike Megaforce Radio.
Yeah, you know what? We used to work for a company called Megaforce Radio. Those guys are creeps, and I just want to say, they were creeps. Statement I was making there.
Are you going official on that one? Or I wouldn't do that yet.
No. I'm not officially saying that because they might pick us up next week when Radio BBQ decides that they
that this it. Show was terrible tonight. Yeah, if I could shoot from the hip and say I'm.
Well, you hate it?
I don't know. I feel like we're not entertaining people tonight. I don't have the feeling that. I'm going to be honest.
I wish you would.
I don't want people to think that the product they're getting is what I think is our best product. I don't think it's I don't know. Could be my complete and utter constant lack of preparation.
Hey.
It could be the nervousness of being in runner's spot tonight and trying to control things.
Well, hey, you know what? Despite the fact that we're moving forward at 85 miles an hour, we are running forward only at 66% capacity. We're not exactly where we usually are. Because I can talk. Hey, maybe we're not on point tonight.
What you can do if you're not happy with it, open up MS Word, maybe get a pen and paper. Some kind of writing implement. Write down cast of characters. 100K, Chris. And Runner, even though he's not here this week, he's a member of the Brown Lodge. Maybe you should write down your own little story about what we've done. This isn't a contest or anything, like mail it to us or anything. This is basically the concept of fan fiction. Now, I didn't actually hear the other radio broadcast about it, but my personal dealings with fan fiction, I tend to like shows that geeks like. Maybe being a geek myself is a part of the reason.
What do you mean? Like shows such as? Give me an idea.
I am obsessed. The Lost season finale ended Wednesday night.
Please don't get too specific. I haven't seen one episode.
I'm not getting specific at all. I am obsessed with it. I'm looking at. If you go to unfiction.com, that's a website where you see all kinds of types of internet games. I'm not going to go into what it is right now. They call them ARGs, alternate reality gaming. There's a lot of stuff about Lost on there to keep people busy until the show comes back. I'm obsessed with that. I was a huge fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was a big fan of Twin Peaks, as we've discussed already. I'm not really a Star Trek guy. I do like the original one, but I'm not a Trekkie by any means. But I'm a fan of shows that people tend to get obsessed with. I've seen an episode of Angel here or there.
Geek vehicles, if you will.
Geek vehicles is a good thing to call it.
Okay.
Love Battlestar Galactica, the original.
With the stepmother from Silver Spoons, right?
No, that was Buck Rogers.
Damn it. I don't know television.
Erin Gray was in Buck Rogers. Lorne Greene from Alpo commercials and Bonanza was in Battlestar Galactica. And Dirk Benedict of
A-Team fame.
Yes.
Face Man.
And Used Cars, or was it Car Wash? No, it was Used Cars was the movie he was in.
Rose Royce? The Car Wash?
Oh.
At the Car Wash.
That's actually the song that's from that movie, but it's not the same movie. He wasn't in that movie.
Sorry.
Fan fiction is something that... fan fiction is something that people, I guess, that can't get enough of the actual show will create their own little scenarios. And for some reason, there are websites popping up all over the place, all over the World Wide Web.
I got to be honest with you. Earlier today, as I was doing some work on the internet... work on the internet sounds so stupid. Looking for songs and theme stuff to actually work into sound effects for the show and things like that. I was actually looking for possible game show theme songs. And as I was looking for one of them, I found a particular website that, in addition to supposedly having the dating game theme song on it, which it didn't have, it had links to a Leah Thompson picture website. And a Caroline in the City fan fiction site. I'm not even joking, even slightly.
Wow. That's worse than anything I could have comprehended. Wow.
I wouldn't think that fan fiction, your obsession, would tap into the sitcom market, but apparently it has. It does.
It's amazing to me because basically the idea behind fan fiction is you're writing your own scripts and you're writing your own stories involving the characters, and it's just honestly the gayest thing you could ever possibly see. I mean, you'll look and it's bad too. I mean, you'll go on some of these websites and you'll see. I would really love. I think for next week, I'm gonna find that website you're talking about. I'm gonna find some of the actual Caroline in the City fan fiction.
I'll send it right to you. I have it someplace.
Yeah. I remember when I first it bothers me because I like these shows and lately I've been looking all over the place for websites about Lost and theories and things. I said I'm a geek. I'm admittedly a geek. But I've never once sat down and tried to write my own Lost story. But you'll constantly come up on things and you'll be reading stuff involving characters from the show and you'll be like, wait a second, I missed that. What's that all about? You know, and then, you know, I realize when, like, Captain Kirk comes into the whole thing and Mulder or somebody from the X-Files that, wait, this is just some jerk sitting in his house writing fan fiction and posting it. And say, hey, everybody, look at my story. Look at what I did with the characters from this show.
I've got to be honest with you.
Please do.
We're talking circa...
That's my favorite policy.
What, honesty?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard. We're talking circa 1985, 84, 86. There was a fantastic program, I believe on the NBC network at the time, called Knight Rider, starring David Hasselhoff.
Remember the show? Never actually saw it, but I'm obviously familiar with it.
Okay.
Seen parts of it.
In all honesty, I'm tempted to throw knives at your face that you've never seen Knight Rider.
I've seen parts of it. I wasn't a fan of the hour drama when I was growing up.
It wasn't an hour drama. It was an hour action-adventure. You knew A-Team.
I knew the show. I've never watched the A-Team. I've never seen an episode of the A-Team. I've seen it.
Honestly, we are having a fist fight as long as you don't punch.
I watched religiously The Incredible Hulk when I was growing up.
Right.
The next hour-long show I watched was The Equalizer, which probably was when I was like 11 or 12. And the only reason I watched that is because I read in the newspaper that Adam Ant was going to be a guest star. And I was a very big Adam Ant fan when I was a little kid. I went to my 6th grade Halloween as Adam Ant.
Because you didn't drink and you didn't smoke?
I was a goody two-shoes too, which is pretty funny that I was loved Adam Ant so much. That's why I started watching The Equalizer, and then probably the next hour-long show I watched was Twin Peaks when it came on the air.
Was Lost?
Like, it was season 3 of Lost. was Twin Peaks when I was about 15 years old.
Okay. Honestly, I really want to remain friends with you. I'm very upset by the fact that you've never seen the A-Team, you've never seen the Scarecrow and Mrs. King, you've never seen Jake and the Fat Man, you've never seen Simon and Simon.
I've never seen Riptide, I've never seen Heart to Heart, I've never seen Jake and the Fat Man, I've never seen...
Matlock?
Never seen Matlock.
Look who's here. Our boy Runner just comes in last minute for the last 20 minutes or so of the show, give or take.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? I'm feeling spicy.
We're talking about some of the elder dramas, if you will.
He's hating me because I never saw Knight Rider until... I've actually never seen Knight Rider. And I was explaining that
I don't believe that.
I've seen it on. Like, I'm not claiming ignorance on the whole thing. I could hear how Kit talks in my head.
Could you not? It's the guy from St. Elsewhere. That's how you can picture how he talks. But
Howie
could you Mandel? Fathom? No. The
Ed
other
Begley
one.
Bentley Jr.?
No, the other one. Not the guy with the electric car.
Annoying Washington? Doctor.
The guy in the hospital.
The guy with the white coat.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I wish I could remember his name. He was the guy from The Boy Meets World. Patrick something.
Ben Savage.
Patrick
Dempsey. He's the voice
Dempsey.
Of Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Hey, you know my cousin was a stuntman on there? He got attacked by Denzel. What is he?
He got attacked by Denzel Washington?
One of them, either Denzel Washington or Howie Mandel, he was like a guy stealing pills.
Denzel Washington wasn't on that show.
Oh, he was on St. Elsewhere. He got a start on St. Elsewhere. He got a start in Carbon Copy, actually.
You know what? I'm getting him confused with the guy from ER.
Anthony Edwards?
No, the other one. Howie Mandel.
Oh.
No, he's on Saturday Night Live.
No. That's Tracy Smothers.
Oh, he's on the Tracy Morgan show.
Howdy Doody?
What? He's on...
So, okay, fan fiction.
So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get sidetracked and crazy.
I came in. Everything went nuts.
No. It's fantastic. It's good. We're glad to be back.
There's so many hour-long TV shows that I've never seen flying around the room.
What did you watch in the 80s?
I watched sitcoms.
Love Situation comedy.
There you go.
You've never watched the A-Team?
No, he said he didn't watch the A-Team.
Like I said, seen it on. I had no interest. I'll recap it quickly.
Honestly, if I could capture, capture Runner's
face. The Incredible Hulk.
Here.
I was obsessed with when I was younger. Next show I watched was The Equalizer when I was about 11 or 12. We figured out.
Okay.
And then the next show was Twin Peaks, and then I started watching hour-long shows. Never anything before that I watched. I watched cartoons, obviously, and I watched situation comedies. No Dukes of Hazzard.
What was that even considered, an action adventure show? I mean, I laughed.
I think it's an hour-long drama.
The Dukes of Hazzard's a drama?
Absolutely. I think it had comedic moments.
You're on crack.
No, I think it was a comedic. I mean, I think it was a dramatic program because they're generally trying to thwart crime throughout the show, just like the A-Team that had comedic moments.
Stupid guys that always come in and try to.
No. We're not talking about the stupid guys. We're not talking about Coy and Vance. We're not talking about when Bo and Luke were on the NASCAR circuit. We're talking about original Dukes of Hazzard when they were getting serious. They were thwarting crimes. They had comedic aspects, just like Murdoch on the A-Team, just like...
They're a good hardcore band, by the way. Murdoch.
Rock.
I just want to thank Mike, our friend Mike, for pointing out that it was William Daniels that did the voice of Kit.
Mike who?
I don't know if he wants his last name on the air.
But I like to tell people's last names on the air when they didn't want to.
Okay.
Mikey Mikerson from Miketown?
Yes, that's actually...
Hey, Mike, thanks for all your help.
Pinkerton from Panktown.
Let's be serious. Let's step back. We got a little sidetrack. We got a little crazy. The fact of the matter...
I need to fire one up anyway. I'm sick as a dog. Just ate some sushi. I don't know.
sushi. You should look at it through one of those magnifying glasses, like the guy from the Saturday Night Live used to do, to check to see if there's any worms in it.
Is that William Danielson who did that?
No, Michael Hutchinson.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about fan fiction, and you started to scam me because you brought up Knight Rider.
We got sidetracked, we got a little crazy, we got a little nuts. The fact of the matter is, before I knew what fan fiction was, which would be an hour ago, actually not true, a week ago when you brought it up to me and talked about what it was. When I was a kid, we were talking 85, 84, 83,
that's the only
86.
Years you were a kid.
But at these particular years when I was a kid.
2004, 2005.
Because I like to give out last names. Jose Amoroso and I went to school together in Brooklyn, in Canarsie. Canarsie represent. And we decided we were going to put out a fanzine. Though at the time, fanzine probably didn't have, wasn't the words that we would use. We decided to put out a newsletter for our favorite TV show. And our favorite TV show was Knight Rider.
By the way, I dropped my bowl in the toilet while I was taking a shit, and I actually had to reach in there and grab it out today.
One hour and 46 minutes in, the first cuss of the night.
Sorry, fuckos.
Great.
Sorry, man.
That's really the filthiest thing I've ever heard in my life, that you would actually smoke out of something that
you just
dropped
in. You just read the scene in Trainspotting when he climbs into the toilet.
It was something like that.
Oh, God.
Filthy.
So it is the welcome to the Brown Lodge.
It landed right next to my load that was just sitting at the bottom of the toilet, and I had to reach in and do my best not to. Anybody want any? I cleaned it up good.
Have you load? No.
Pass that. Two pulls and pass.
Jose
Amoroso.
Two pulls and pass. It smells like Mike's ass.
The fact that I'm caught on two. Jose Amoroso and I decided to put out a newsletter for our Knight Rider, the show that we loved. And we decided to start writing stories about what we thought were scripts to the show. And we claimed that these were stories that we discovered as being real scripts of the show. And I'm shooting totally right now. This is not nonsense. This is totally me being honest. And we wrote stories about episodes of Knight Rider that they never filmed, but we were waiting for to come out. And
that, my friend, is fan fiction.
Unbeknownst to us, we were participating in fan fiction.
But let me.
20 years before fan fiction became the norm.
Here's the thing, though. How old were you?
20 years ago, I was
negative 10 or 11.
I was negative 9 years old because I'm only 11 right now. No, I was probably 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there.
I think if kids write fan fiction, it's actually a positive. It shows creativity. I think kids that write, I think that's like a great thing. But
yeah,
I think
learning how to write is great. We all agree on it.
40s, I think when kids know how to write, it's a positive. I think
honestly, the Brown Lodge is for literacy.
And wiping.
I think if you are 47 years old, though, and you want to go for literacy?
Yeah.
Are we for literacy? Or are we for kids knowing how to read?
I personally am, and I think that the whole lodge as a whole should be. I'm going to make an appeal to the Lodge.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Learn to read. Literacy is good.
I'll buy that.
I think fan fiction by children is okay. I think if you're me and you just watched Lost... and the end of the episode, and you're like, gee, what's going to happen next? Hey.
That's a reality show, right? No. We went through this.
Lost is a really good television show. I guess reality shows are television, too, actually, but it's a fictional show. It's acted. But if you're like, say, my age, and you start writing fan fiction, something's wrong with you. I just think it's corny. It's all right. I once, I guess, actually, the fact that I'm looking on the internet for stuff about Buffy the Vampire Slayer while the show is on, there's probably something wrong in that itself. But I was just looking to find out something from an earlier episode because I started watching in the middle of the show and I was a little confused. And I see, hey, Buffy, that was some work. I see Willow. Hey, Buffy, that was some workout, huh? Buffy drinks her water. Yeah, I really needed to... the exercise today. And I'm reading this like inane, pointless conversation between two of the characters in the show, and I'm like, wait a second, what is this I'm even reading? What's going on here?
Exactly.
Then I realized that...
The missing episode?
Yeah, the missing episode was really boring. And then I actually realized that this was fan fiction, and that's when I realized that fan fiction was actually just one of the worst things you could ever... Before you got here, I just started going off on a tangent about how fan fiction makes me so mad, because it's like... Why do you have feel the need to like write the next episode of a show with Captain Kirk, and a lot of times they'll mix it too. They'll mix things. It's like, you know what, if you're gonna sit down and take the time to be creative, why don't you come up with your own characters?
Where are you reading these things? On the internet?
On the internet. What I was saying is that
people take the time to actually try to create an episode of a television show that doesn't exist, that'll never get picked up and used for anything, just to keep their...
They're basically trying to write an episode of a television show that exists. And
don't send it to the company and worry about doing it that way?
I guess some of them probably do, but I don't think most of them don't. They post it on their website, say, "Hey, here's my fan fiction.
Hey, look at my blog."
Yeah, exactly. Here's my fan fiction. There's actually a site dedicated to Lost fan fiction. There was even a site, speaking of you thinking Lost was a reality show, there was a site.
I've seen the commercial for it. I still think it's a reality show.
To Survivor fan fiction.
Wait a second.
Richard Hatch decided to take it out. Then he ran a batch all over me. Like, it's like, I don't understand how you could do fan fiction about reality.
Because they're taking the characters and imagining that this is what's going to happen on the next episode of Survivor.
Then the trucker, Sue, said, "I'm a woman, now I'm a man.
Go sleep with the rats." They stood for 6 hours on a pylon in the middle of the water, and Jeff Probst told me to jump, so I did. Amen. I won.
That was my favorite episode of Survivor, I think, and I've never seen the show.
Oh.
I remember their two names.
I just wanted somebody to die.
I just love
and
Probst.
You know that just can't happen.
Honestly, please just say that one more time. Don't say another word. Just say that.
I just wanted somebody to die.
The fact that your teeth are so clenched while you're saying you want someone to die makes me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. I got a little pent up.
No, relax.
Okay, wait.
Hit the poopy ball one more time.
That was really seriously disgusting, though.
It's horrendous.
One of the worst moments of my life.
I gotta be honest with you, I've known you way too long to know that there are a lot more worse moments someplace in there.
Hey! I'm a fanatic of fiction. That's what it comes down to.
There's no...
Just, the whole thing to me is, if...
With my feces.
Why don't you take the time to write your own thing and, like, you know, get something going we could all enjoy. Hey, you know what? If you're a fan fiction writer, if you come up with a story with your own characters, you can email it to me, and I promise you, I will read it.
You know, this goes back to a couple of weeks back. You guys were talking about this. It was actually
Topics for a Play. So
yeah, it was the week before we actually debuted on Radio BBQ, and I was not here. You and Runner were here, and you guys were talking about how you wanted to do plays, and you were hoping that some of our fans out there would send ideas for stories to us. And
right.
some fan fiction.
We would try to write a topic or we would write a play or a pop, perhaps. Runner would write a song, maybe, since he hates playing. I'm hoping he'll write a song.
Yeah, I'm trying to just interject for a second. He brought up the word play.
No, if I remember listening to the show, I could have swore you said, "Plays are fantastic. I love to play."
I do love to play.
Playing. Yeah, but okay, so...
I'd really love to have a little acting troupe in the middle of our little studio
acting
here.
Troupe, real action drama, I suppose, makes you feel more comfortable, or
gay porn.
Gay porn is another way to put it, but yeah, it's a play.
Oh, okay.
And there's no, I mean, this boys play.
Okay, I understand. You cleared it up for me. I'm sorry.
Playing.
Sushi fish,
miss. Sorry. Yeah, but so the concept of doing a live reenactment of some sort of script by our fans was something that was entertaining. I think that's something that we need to get into.
Okay, that's
some fan fiction, some reenactment of fan fiction, if you will.
Honestly, if somebody write fan fiction involving the three of us, like I think that's how we started this whole thing. I would love that.
We're all fictional.
I'm personally not real.
It was aliens or something. Yeah, I would love for somebody to write some fan fiction revolving around us.
Please do.
And my name is 100K when you're writing this.
By the way, I'm looking at the chat room right now for the first time in 100 years, and apparently everyone hears this over and over again. That's my big fat ass leaning back and forth in the chair. Sorry, I'm going to have to get some WD-40 for that.
Work that into the fan fiction. Maybe the chairs are more involved in the plot than we know.
The squeak of the chair. The brown of the lodge. Chris.
I'm a fan.
Coming at you. I'll oil that one when you leave.
No, did you feel that? By the way, I'm getting messages. We're getting hit with things here and there about the fact that we can go a little overtime if we need to, because all the shows that are coming on after us are replays by all the shows. I believe it's the Indigo Kitchen that comes on after us on Mondays.
They're lesbians, right? Acoustic guitar.
The Indigo Girls.
Sorry, dude. Short-haired. Dude, guys, girls.
Short-haired dude, guys, man is my favorite thing in the world.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about the story my girlfriend was telling me? I didn't actually read it because I don't know how yet.
Literacy. We actually made a statement earlier about literacy. We really got to get on that right at home. We got to start at the home front, just so you know.
Can you teach me?
No. Someone reads to me. That's how I learned.
But anyway, it's a quick story. Girl's jogging through. Park. This man jumps out wearing nothing but a condom and tries to grab her.
we actually did get into this. The guy is a J.P. Morgan executive or salesman
or something.
Yeah. Well, same difference.
Just like our friend Mike that has no last name, by the way, that pointed out William Daniels to us.
He works at that same company?
I don't think he knows him, but he works
at that same company.
Yes.
I like to think that, you know, I mean, he didn't have good intentions, but he was prepared.
He does not necessarily have. I mean, we're stepping back to like a half hour ago when we were talking about it, but I don't necessarily think he had bad intentions. Well, you know what? He didn't have the.
I think he wanted to stick it.
The thing
but
is,
maybe
this is the thing. He's done it a bunch of times before, and never stuck it to anyone. He just jumps out and goes woo, and it's there and it's wrapped and ready for battle, but he never plunges it into battle, which, by the way, at the beginning of the program we established it's a fight, it's battle, it's a warrior.
Okay, I'll go with that.
You established it when you said ready for battle.
Raw.
when you referred to
do you think he's hard?
To an erection as being ready for battle. that's what he came out with.
I agree with that.
I would think so. Would it stay on otherwise?
No, unless then he's a monster.
The fact of the matter is,
you guys already talked about it, so I'm a dick.
No. The fact of the matter is, whether the guy's aroused or not, I don't.
It means a lot to me.
Like, you ever see History of the World?
Is it scarier if he is aroused, or if it's scarier if he isn't?
There's something
creepier about him jumping out, not being aroused, wearing the condom.
I'm not addressing the creepiness factor of it. I'm just addressing the malicious intent factor of it. Just because the guy has a woody doesn't necessarily make him any more dangerous. He's just aroused. This is coming from a guy that has been approached by a man on the street with a full erection when I was like 13 or 14 years old, and the guy said, "Do you like what you see?" And I said,
told you I was not talking about
it. It was out?
No. He was wearing spandex pants that had a wet mark on it. We're talking about, I was a freshman in high school, so like 14 years old. This is my new bit of fan fiction I'm writing here.
This is called therapy, actually.
But by fan fiction, I mean something that actually happened in my life. I was a freshman in high school. I was walking home from the bus stop, and some guy who was aroused came over to me, and there was a big lump in his pants and a big wet stain there, and he said, "Do you like what you see?"
Did you?
And I said, "No." And I just continued to walk on, and nothing else happened after that.
Did he think you were looking at him? That's why.
He was some sort of sexual predator looking for some 13-year-old kid to slob his knob.
You shot from the hip, and you gave him
No. I didn't shoot from the hip. I went home and then took care of myself on my own time. But right there on the street, I did not shoot.
I meant
from
your
the hip.
Honesty.
Wow, that was uncomfortable to talk about here, wasn't it?
So then maybe you weren't telling the truth. Maybe you did like what you saw. But you were a little shy.
We're not talking about desires. We're not talking about friendship. We're not talking about... Maybe we are talking about it. The fact of the matter is, I didn't do a thing to this gentleman. I told him I was uncomfortable with what he was doing. Whether I was or not remains to be It doesn't remain. I shall remain nameless, and I will not discuss this any further. But the fact of the matter is, I went on with my life and didn't do a thing. He went on with his life and did not do a thing, and I think I put him in the same category as this J.P. Morgan guy, who just busted out and said, "Ah, here it is," and he didn't do anything with it, because the fact of the matter is, he did it a bunch of other times to a bunch of other chicks, and there were, well, I'm
sorry. He just likes to show it?
Apparently, while it's wrapped for battle, he has his armor on. And he,
ah!
Exactly. Well, I don't know that he necessarily screams, but I hope
maybe
he does.
Maybe he just keeps losing his nerve. Maybe he keeps getting foiled. When he tries Furl. To... when he
I'm
tries
over
to
here now. What are we going to do about this?
The fact of the matter is... If this,
terrible dice.
If this guy has done this a bunch of times, you would think at some point or another... He would not have been foiled. He would have gone through with it. The fact of the matter is, I don't think the guy meant any serious harm, which is why I think, hey, you know what?
So basically your position is that jumping out at women naked with a condom on, selling organs to Alzheimer's patients, these are all things that we should, you know, that we should accept in society.
It's all good with you?
How did we I gotta be honest with you. I didn't finish my sound effects search at the beginning of the week, and I wanted to get the Creep of the Week award sound, which is a thing that I want to get going on our show that we'll get going every week. I would not nominate either of these two gentlemen as the Creep of the Week, because I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with a guy trying to make money. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say I don't think there's anything wrong with this J.P. Morgan guy, because it is a little offensive, but I do, the operative word being a little offensive. I don't think his intent was that malicious. Don't get me wrong. If it was my daughter, if it was my wife, if it was my mother, well, maybe not my mother, but if it was my wife or my daughter that this guy jumped out for, I'd want to beat his ass.
Right on.
Obviously. But I don't think that his intent was that malicious. If it was a consenting adult that he jumped out in front of, other than my wife, I don't think...
No one's consenting to it. He's just jumping out. Ah!
Okay, maybe consenting adult was the wrong words. If it was an adult that he jumped out for, and it wasn't my wife or my daughter, my daughter's not an adult, though, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I know that looking in my own memory bank and looking at my life and looking at things that I've done...
Oh, boy.
I don't know that that's worse than most things I've known people to do.
Really?
I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I've never sexually or attempted to propagate sexual assault. Wow, I never thought I'd have to say that out loud. But I didn't. I don't know that that's the worst thing in the world. I can think of a lot more things that a dude could do bad than that. Okay. I robbed money from my mother to buy drugs. I definitely did when I was a younger junkie, and I had no problem doing it. And I think that that's worse than jumping out with your wang out in front of a woman you don't know.
You do?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
Am I totally crazy for thinking that?
I think it's two different things.
We're not talking about... Obviously, they're on different scales. But I'm just talking about on the levels of wrongness and rightness. I don't necessarily think that that's so much... So much so wronger. Sorry, 100K is on autopilot right now, so he's not...
No, autopilot... hold on, I'll explain.
Explain,
Ricky. Autopilot is when I'm talking, but I'm totally not paying any kind of attention to what I'm saying. What I was on was actually not being part of the show, trying to... I had basically stepped out of the room, so to speak. Autopilot is... when I was on autopilot earlier, because you were on the phone, I was explaining that, you know, I think that a lot of times you'll hear about somebody like this J.K. Morgan guy.
J.P.
His name's John Kelly, though.
Oh, look at you.
I'm clever. I think what I was trying to explain was the fact that a lot of times a guy like this will maybe 9 or 10 times run out with a condom on, and then all of a sudden he'll, he'll decide to actually stick it somewhere that it's not shouldn't be stuck in.
Fact of the matter is stuck in? The fact of the matter is...
By the way, Nancy Drew thinks robbing money for drugs is not worse than having the dick out.
Hey, you know what? To each their own, thank you. She
thinks I'm an airhead. This is my loving girlfriend, so...
Which one? Girlfriend number 3 or girlfriend number 8?
And Charlie, thinks he's a creep.
Chaz the Dazzler?
Yeah, I'd go with Chaz the Dazzler.
Wait.
Saying he's a creep.
Thinks that the Dink Shower is a creep? Honestly, I don't really... I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's bad. I don't think it's the nicest thing that a gentleman can do.
Well, maybe he's agreeing with you. I don't know.
I don't think that he's necessarily a gentleman by doing this. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I can think of a lot of other things that are badder. More better. Wow, apparently the mic can go up higher.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I agree. They're all worse things, but that's pretty creepy.
You know what? I agree. The guy's a creep.
Okay.
He's a crumb bum. But you don't think that stealing money from your mom to buy drugs is worse?
No. What was she going to do with the money? Honestly.
Honestly, not get my
crumbs.
She didn't buy my fix for me. What a creep she is. She should be nominated for Creep of the Week.
That's pretty bad. That's a bad thing to do.
You should be allowed to steal from your mom for drugs because she put you here in the first place.
It's her fault that I'm even here.
Yeah. And that's it. And that was Creep, Not a Creep on the Brown Lodge Radio.
I think next week I'll try and have the sound to figure out. I want it to be the Creep of the Week. Maybe Creep, Not a Creep makes more sense. I love having
creep
a show
or
prep.
Astro creep.
I love creep, astro creep, non creep at all. I love having a show prep meetings on the air.
Hey, write that down.
Hey, let's all read these notes I had, by the way.
Wait, diapers, wipes, Bombex. Wait, this is the shopping list that I have next to ideas for the show. Sorry. I don't know.
At least you got high.
Well, see, I did.
So,
but just so you know, the last time that I stole money from my mom to buy drugs was the day that she threw me out of the house, and I decided to be ambitious with what I stole from her. So I went where she used to keep her paycheck, all the money from her paycheck, and I stole half of it, thinking she would notice, whereas I would steal like 20 here, 40 there, you know, looking to grab a bag here or there, now and again. But she was throwing me out of the house because I was a long-haired youth.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? She's throwing me out of the house. I got to do what I can to try and have some sort of lodging, even though I plan to live in a friend's car, which I did successfully for 2 weeks. But so I decided to steal half of her paycheck.
And did you miss it?
When I came there that night to get my clothes, all right, well, I know I have to move out tonight, so I'm going to get my clothes. And she's like, where's my money? And I got called down on it. And I said, oh, sorry, I stole it all. And you know what? My mom, the person who I said I wouldn't be upset with if this condom guy jumped out in front of, and I said something awful earlier about her. Actually, I think it was the same story.
Thing. You just insulted her twice.
Yeah, with the same thing. My mom said, well, was that important for you to take it? Then take it.
So see, that was meant to make you feel bad, though.
Whatever, I kept the money. And on that note, I just want to say, happy Memorial Day, Mom. I will always honor you as a hero. And eventually, when you die, I will honor you as one of the dead. Because that's what we're supposed to do on Memorial Day. This happy Memorial Day, 2005. I just want to say thank you to all of the heroes.
We should honor your mom by, like, when she does pass away. I mean, eventually it'll happen. Sorry. We all show up just wearing a condom.
I tend to think that...
That's rough?
No, I'm in.
Okay.
I tend to think that I don't know if I can find one in my size.
Oh, okay.
That's all I was concerned with.
Finger cots.
Oh, they have those? They have those. All right, then I'm in. On that fantastic note, we just want to say thank you to everybody for paying attention to this nonsense tonight. 85 miles an hour, week in, week out, we're going to be here.
Are we?
Well, not even week in, week out. Two times a week. And a third time, but that's just going to be a replay.
Cranky.
Mondays, Wednesdays, 8 to 10. Although tonight we're already like 10 minutes overtime. It's The Brown Lodge, www.thebrownlodge.com. Hit us with the emails at this website all week long. Hit the message board. Let us know what nonsense you liked, what nonsense you hated. Hit the Radio BBQ forum. Listen to RadioBBQ.net as much as you can.
And send that fan fiction in.
And get some fan fiction
to my
in
intern,
here.
Keith, at thebrownlodge.com. Keith or to my other intern, K2000.
Baxter, too. I think Baxter's email is going to be hooked up tonight.
Hey, can you show me how to open my email? I'm sure I don't have one.
I love that this has been week in, week out, you ask. And I say, yeah, we'll get to it after the show.
Interestingly
and I go home.
Enough, that's
I swear we'll do it tonight.
That's what my intern always asks me, too. So I should get on that.
You know, emails. Electronic. It's fictional.
Electronic mail.
But thank you again for listening to The Brown Lodge, the nonsense, the stupidity that we are.
The Indigo Kitchen is coming up next.
The Indigo Kitchen is coming up next. Listen to some...
I'm a lesbian.
I think they describe it as...
Elbow.
No, that's not them. That's the Indigo Girls.
Fuck. Sorry, dude.
Oh, there's the F word.
Why can't I curse?
You can. It just hurts my ears. Indigo Kitchen, I think it describes it as blues plus electronica.
Oh, that's exactly what it is, actually. I think I heard part of it.
Electro-harmonica?
I think it...
Electro-harmonica. But this is actually a best of, a greatest hits, an archive that he's going to be playing. So don't send your requests in, because he'll ignore them.
Really?
Tonight he will. This is an archive. This is the best of. You know what? Write into our show on Saturday and see if we talk about it.
Okay.
I love you all. Thank you, everyone. www.thebrownlodge.com. Thank you to Dan. He really did everything he could tonight to hook us up. We had all sorts of technical issues right before we went on the air, and we just want to say thanks to Dan for hooking it up and getting all sexy with us. We're the Brown Lodge. We're going to see you in roughly 46 hours, a little less than that, 45 and change, with another episode. Here's my squeaky chair.
Sorry I'm late. I had a...
You know what?
It's my girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah,
it was a great dinner, and go to Sushi Excellent. They serve you really, really fast.
That used to be a chicken. Oh, they used to play a 50s place called Twisters, and they had
they used
chicken
to eat everything
figures.
There.
That used to be an Arthur Treacher's.
Really?
Really?
No.
Oh.
That's your fan fiction of Noodle Lane.
This is there. I'm going to write fan fiction about what stores used to be what stores. But. That said, hit the message board, hit the email, hit us with everything. Let us know what you like, let us know what you hate. Do what you can for the Brown Lodge, because the Brown Lodge is doing what we can. Brown for you.
I'd just like to say, come on down to the Brown Lodge every Monday, 8 to 10, and Wednesday, 8 to 10.